Blake Baggett, holy shit, what a ride. First moto, man. I don't know what was more impressive. Seriously, the first or second motos. What a day.
Yeah, definitely a good way to leave Colorado and head into the off weekend. And the goal is to win races. And if you can win them like I did today, then hopefully the whole off weekend they're just the rest of the guys are thinking about you. And the goal is to try and, you know, get to be a guy that, you know, like a Ryan Dungey, when you start next to him, no matter what the day consists of, you know he's going to be good.
Right.
So the goal is to become one of those guys, and just getting on the new bike, the whole new bike, new team, everything. We're just going to take us a little bit to get it dialed in, but I think we're, you know, a big step closer today. And each track is going to be different too, just because you have it figured out here, you might not have it figured out somewhere else.
The easy answer is that you were just way faster than everybody today, but Did you have different lines than other guys? Did you find things that were helping you out there that maybe nobody else could see? I couldn't see that, but did you find anything like that?
I mean, I definitely think that people seen it, because when I came out for, you know, the sight lap of the second moto, I think every light spike guy used my lines so that they watched on TV, because they were rougher and crazy. And so I really had to switch things up for the second moto, and I was just able to adapt really good today. Mm-hmm. I'd say that's what got it done, is I felt comfortable. I was able to, you know, risk it or send it deeper, or, you know, let it flow a little bit better. And that was just with comfort. I was able to put it places that it maybe shouldn't have been put at that speed, and it was just comfortable for me today.
Second moto, you followed Eli around for a little while, got by him, and then you dropped the hammer for like about three laps in a row. Was that the plan, sort of, or did he make a mistake to let you by and it was sooner than you wanted to, or was that kind of like, okay, I got this and now I'm going to go?
Yeah, I mean, I felt that I didn't have the speed the first few laps, so he was able to get by me, and then I just kind of got into my groove, and at a certain point, I felt that I needed to do what I needed to do and make a statement, and that's basically what I did. That's why he's not interviewing you. You'd be here tomorrow.
Yeah, nobody cares about you, Jimmy.
So yeah, I just felt that what I needed to do is go. Yep. And I mean, I needed to go hard. And
but does that come from him, a mistake, or does that come mentally, like, okay, I now, how does that happen where you're like, it's time to go?
I mean, I just, the minutes were counting down, and I felt good, and I felt like I had more speed.
Yep.
I had more in the tank, so I waited till a certain point, and then I let it out of the tank.
All right, my sources tell me.
Opened up the valve.
My sources tell me that after Hangtown, which you didn't have a great race, it was okay, but not great, you made some big bike changes. Is that true after Hangtown?
Yeah, we pretty much, it's not that the bike was bad, it was just that we didn't have a lot of time on it. And so what I thought was comfortable at the practice tracks, you can't reenact this, you know. So it wasn't what I wanted it to be. So we changed, you know, fork setting, shock setting, linkage, clamps.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Engine hangers. So, we changed everything. So, I felt like maybe I was doing a little extreme by changing everything at once. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you get in a tailspin when you do that. But
yeah.
It's working.
Well, hey, congratulations. Great job. Team also, too. First overall win for the team. So a good day all around.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's it's been a long time coming for the team. They've, got close before, but it's one of those deals that it might look pretty easy on TV, but it's never easy. You know, the guy.
It looked easy. It really did.
And the guys behind you or the guys in front of you that you're trying to pass, when you see them, they put up a little more fight until you can finally just break them.
Right.
And if you can break them, enough times, then they see you, and, you know, it goes through their head that he's going to go around me one way or another. So, that's the ultimate way of motocross and supercross, is just to get to that point of that they know you're going to go around one way or another. And that's what, you know, all the past champions, the James Stewarts, Rick Carmichael, Ryanville Poto, even Dungey, even though the guy was solidly smooth, when he was there, you knew somehow he was going to get around you.
All right. Well, hey, nice job. Thank you.
Yep. See ya.